Hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Daily Musings. I'm Alicia, your host, your very tired host, as it's late in the evening. I just put my kid to bed. And there's something about bedtime when you have a child, and this was true even when she was a baby. I can have all of this energy after supper and bath, and I'm feeling zesty and full of life, but then half an hour in a dark room, reading stories with my kid and having, you know, nighttime conversations. I just wake up, I get back out in the real world, in the world of artificial lighting, and all of the things that I wanted to do with my evening, all of the big plans, you know, things like recording this episode, things like doing some work, just seem really hard. I blink into the bright light of the evening, and it feels like I've woken up or something. I've come out of some kind of trance and just lose most of my steam. So that's where I'm at. I just wanted to share a little bit about what has been going on and what I do with my days at this point in time. I don't know. We'll see if this is going to be an interesting chat at all. But a week or two ago, I had been toying around with the idea of taking my daughter out of daycare for a little bit, just because we're currently going through a third wave of COVID cases where I live. And one of the benefits and drawbacks, let's be real, of being an entrepreneur and running my own business is that I do have charge of my own schedule. So if I do want to take my kid out of daycare, I can. It's just really, really difficult to get anything done. So effectively, I'm just acting as a stay-at-home parent right now. And it's a little bit of a challenge. So pretty much Monday to Friday, I'm getting everything done. I'm doing the meals. I'm hanging out. I'll talk a little bit about more what our daily structure looked like today, just for a little bit of context. And I'm also only a few weeks into a new course that I began with a big group of people. So balancing work with home life right now is a little bit of a challenge, not to mention all of the things that tend to fall by the wayside when you're only able to do the bare essentials, things that really bring me a lot of pleasure that I've been trying so hard to carve into my days, like reading. So for example, I love reading, and I also have a little bit of a project on the go with it where I'm kind of envisioning a longer term project, but more on that later. I've been trying to figure out, how do I get reading into my days? And the way that I've managed to work this out is when my kid wakes up, usually pretty reliably at 7, pretty much 7 on the dot, she crawls into my bed, wants to watch Dora the Explorer, and that is the only TV we watch all day, and it is beautiful and precious because everyone's dopey and out of it, and then that's when I get to read. Usually I get a good like 45 minutes of reading in the morning. With a cup of coffee, makes it even better. I've been experimenting with doing 5 minutes of sun salutations, which are yoga poses basically, first thing in the morning, just to get the blood flowing. And that really helps because the 5 minutes of yoga wakes me up. So even if I go back to bed to read my book while my daughter watches Dora the Explorer, then I'm able to concentrate on what I'm reading. I'm not dozing off. I'm not falling back asleep. So that's really nice. And after we do that, it's time to head downstairs where I start puttering around and making breakfast. And usually we'll eat oatmeal. That's the meal of choice. We'll switch up our toppings. Sometimes we'll put in frozen berries, and sometimes we'll put in fresh berries. Sometimes we'll put in raisins and bananas. It just depends on the day. And I like to keep our oatmeal life. I mean, honestly, we're pretty boring. It's usually just berries 85% of the time, but sometimes we do like to switch it up. And after we eat breakfast, which is usually a little bit of a slow process, like I'm puttering around, maybe half an hour later, we'll make some breakfast. Maybe my daughter's playing a little bit by herself or hanging out with me. Sometimes she likes to measure out the oats. Sometimes she likes to play her own stories and games. We'll eat breakfast. And then I like segueing into a little bit of art time. And art time often turns into me sitting beside her while she does something and me trying to get in a few emails. So this morning, what I was actually doing, I did a few emails, and then I've been playing around with this, basically the idea to learn French, which, of course, one more thing. What's one more thing that I don't have time for to add to the pile? Why not? But I read a book called Fluent Forever that really hyped me up, actually, for the idea of learning a language. And it's heavily based on learning it by ear first, like learning the sounds, how pronunciation works in a new language, which makes perfect sense because if you don't start with great pronunciation right from the beginning, then you're going to have so many bad habits to correct. The language is going to make way less sense to you. So anyway, I was doing some of these pronunciation trainers in the morning where I was just basically running a program, listening to pronunciations, trying to replicate them, kind of like online flashcards, more or less. And I was doing that while I was playing with my daughter while we were doing construction paper stuff, like punching holes in construction paper. We were gluing them together to make little crowns. All the while, we're listening to French words like bol. And we're really working on the R sound in French, which is not an easy or natural sound to make as a native English speaker. But it was really fun trying to say rat in French with my daughter. We're both going, making this noise, sounding like we were dying, basically. So eventually, I hope to make nicer sounding French noises, but that was fun. And then it usually takes us a good half an hour to get dressed. And I usually like wash my face, put on clothes, a little bit of makeup, that kind of thing. So that's a fun thing. We'll brush our teeth in the morning. And this is all very routinized. So our days are usually this way all the time. And I love it because the less decision making we have to make on a like hour by hour, minute by minute basis, the less room there is for fighting and for my daughter to be like, hey, no, let's do this instead. It's like, nope, this is the way it's always done. And then that usually leaves us around 10 o'clock in the morning, which is where we'll fit in a larger activity. So if the weather's nice, that's a good time to go outside for an hour or two. If the weather's not nice, maybe we're doing some errands, like this morning, dropping some books off at the library and stuff like that. If there's really nothing else to do, that's a time where we would maybe pull out an activity like a puzzle or something like that. And then that takes us like an hour or two, takes us pretty much right to lunch. We'll cook, we'll eat around 12:30. Soup and sandwiches is what we had today, nice and simple. And then it's cleaning up. She likes to help start the dishwasher and puts the dishes away. And we go to bed, we read a story at nap time. We'll usually do a couple stories in bed and just chat a little bit. And then she sleeps, ideally for 1 to 2 hours. Now, most of the time, what happens is I fall asleep with her. Not on purpose most of the time, mind you. It's, I just think, oh, I'll just rest my eyes for a few minutes and then I'll leave. And then I wake up an hour later and I'm super disoriented. But sometimes those afternoon naps are beautiful and precious. But if I manage to stay awake and not fall asleep with my kid, then I'll usually try to get a little bit of work done. And that basically, at this point, I've only done like 20 minutes of email work. So I try to get back in my inbox. I try to touch base with some of the other projects. Like I have videos to record. I have lessons to plan, all this kind of stuff to do. So I try to get some of that done then. If I'm lucky, I'll pull out my book for a few minutes as well. And then it's snack time. She wakes up. Today we had mango lassi, which is just basically like we did it vegan. So vegan yogurt and frozen mangoes. And it was beautiful and delicious. We sat outside for a few minutes and looked at the tractors because across the street they're building a new apartment complex. And right now they're leveling everything out and digging the basement and lots of tractor action. My daughter is so there for it. She loves tractors. So that is a very easy entertainment option. And then that leads us to the next block of blank space. So usually somewhere around 3:30 to 5:30 is where we might do something like go for a walk outside, go to the park if the weather's nice. Today the weather was crap. It was snowing in the middle of April. So we did not go outside. We read something like 10 books on the couch. She was into it. I had my coffee. We were having a blast. We were just rolling through some library books and some old familiar books that we like. And then we went, hung out downstairs. We did a puzzle together. And then it was time to get supper ready. And I love pretty much as soon as supper time hits, it's just it's pure routine. It's so easy because no one, again, it's like having a clear sense of next steps. Everyone is happy. So we ate a stir fry with lots of veggies. veggies. We cleaned up after ourselves, and then we hopped in the tub. After tub, I have my shower. Glorious 15 minutes of just like total quiet time. Beautiful. Very beautiful. And then we head into the nighttime routine, which for us is milk and babies. So we do Instagram babies, a habit that I've started with her and haven't broken, but it's fun. There's a couple Instagram accounts I follow. Love Taza is one of them. I think Morgan Alice, I can't remember her name. There's a couple families who we follow on Instagram that we've been following for pretty much since the babies were the same age as Jane. So it's fun seeing them every day and see, you know, everyone grow up. And that's our kind of fun little ritual. Maybe we'll watch some Snapchats. Jane likes seeing the saved Snapchats from when she was a baby. So we'll watch those. And that's pretty much it. That takes us to bedtime. We read a couple books, maybe tell a story, have some cuddles. And that leads me to now. So that's a day in the life where I've generally managed to get somewhere between 1 to 2 hours of work done, maybe three if I'm really pushing it, in the entire day. And then I have to cram, like as of 8:30 p.m. I have like a little bit of a block where I can get the rest done. It's tough. Like it's tough to get anything done because I like when my daughter plays by herself, but what I don't like is sitting there on my computer or my laptop and just for long stretches of time. It feels very disconnecting. It's different if I'm sitting on the couch with a book in my hand and she's playing versus sitting on the couch with a laptop on my lap while she's playing. It's less blocked off. A book is more inviting. And it's also something I would rather model. I would rather her see me reading a book than, you know, sitting with my laptop or my phone all the time just trying to cram in work. So I haven't really figured out a perfect system. This is going to be difficult to sustain long term. So hopefully the COVID situation improves in a couple weeks. But that's basically the general flow of our days. And usually there's one major meltdown. Usually it's my daughter and I. Usually we have our own meltdowns. Today it was at lunch. I had just a moment where she was struggling to eat a sandwich because she held it wrong and then the sandwich ripped. And then I just kind of lost my mind a little bit. I didn't yell. I just lost all ability to problem solve and think clearly. And I just kind of shut down a little bit. So that was my low moment. There's usually a low moment every day. And with her too. I think she threw a tantrum today because she wanted a specific barrette for her hair at lunchtime and I grabbed the wrong one. So that was the fun things that that happen that meltdowns happen about. But that's my life right now. Pretty much hit the button and play it again tomorrow. It'll be something very similar. But looking for moments of joy and finding them. I think the real massive highlight today was the time I spent reading books with her on the couch. I think we both just really had a nice moment. We were under the blanket. We were cuddling. It was cozy. We really got into the stories. And I hope we can find another moment like that again tomorrow. Maybe multiple moments. Just reminding me to, it's not all about work, I guess is what I'm trying to remember. And this too shall pass. Anyway. Thank you for joining me, and I'll talk to you later.